Each summer, hail sweeps across the Front Range and damages cars, roofs, and windows. All those repairs are adding up. State Farm, in fact, has ranked Colorado as the most expensive state for hail repairs in the country. And conditions could grow worse with climate change. CPR's environment reporter Grace Hood has more.
After nearly four decades running his own insurance agency in Grand Junction, Kyle Dufford thought he'd seen the worst that nature could do. Wildfire was the main risk. So when he moved to northern Colorado in 2015, hail was new.
I walked outside to see what this was like.
On the western slope, white stuff falling out of the sky was a good thing. Dufford didn't get much hail.
And it was hurting me as it fell. And my wife yelled at me, "Get out of there. That's hail. It's going to hurt you."
The next day at work, Dufford's colleagues filled him in on what it's like to work in Hail Alley along the Front Range. Hail is driving up insurance costs. Roof and car repairs can take more than a year to fix.
After that experience, I came back to the office and said, "Wow, that was a real hailstorm." And they said, "You haven't seen anything yet."
2 years ago, baseball-sized stones rained down on Denver, causing $2.3 billion in damage. Then last year, a June hailstorm dumped golf ball-sized stones across the North Metro area. It racked up $500 million in damage. The reason those storms are so expensive isn't because the hail is bigger or more frequent. It's because there are more people for it to affect, more cars to damage, and more houses.
Colorado is being pushed, unfortunately, into that number one spot.
Carol Walker is with the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association,
where we're either ranked second or first for hail insurance claims.
The end result is that it costs companies more to insure homes and businesses, and they're pushing costs onto customers.
There are situations where your insurance company may decide not to renew, whether that's an HOA or an individual property.
Many have switched to require separate deductibles just for hail, distinct from the one that covers theft and fire. Some homeowners, like Greeley resident Stephen Roach, are starting to think differently about how to recover from hail. After a July 2018 storm damaged his roof, he replaced it with rubber shingles that he hopes will last longer.
So we're basically upgrading to something that may actually not get damaged the next time.
Roach is lucky. He paid a flat rate, $1,000 deductible. His insurance company covered the rest. But the other issue, he says, is that as deductibles rise, homeowners may not be able to afford repairs.
The problem that I foresee is that there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to cover any of those kind of deductibles.
The problem could get worse. Andreas Prine is a scientist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He says the industry is getting a grip on how bad hailstorms have been in the past and what the future might hold.
You have way higher losses anyway already, so climate change will either increase those trends, or it might also decrease those trends, dependent on the region where you are.
Research is still emerging on climate change and hail, but one paper shows hail risk in southern states like Texas, another hotspot, going down because hotter air is projected to melt hailstones before they hit the ground. Hail in higher elevations like Colorado and Wyoming could get worse.
So Colorado, Wyoming, and also Canada might see increases in the size of hailstones that can occur.
That could mean a lot more pummeling storms and an even more costly situation for Colorado homeowners. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.